blind, creating the blind. I don't know where we're going, but I'm going to find the path. The stars lighting the way. I dance in the glowing, so I'm going to stay the path.
This is Captain Rennie Alders of the science vessel Miriam. This is log 624 beta 5. I have been tasked to locate and obtain a rare chemical by the official Malmo lab. Taking a jump pod down to the surface of planet Idris 70-2 after initial scans showed traces of the chemical. I'm heading to Sector 17, where we believe I will have the most success obtaining it. We'll give further updates as it becomes relevant. Captain Alders out. Alders here. I put on my new experimental chem suit, having previously tested it under controlled circumstances with high success. It proved durable when I first emerged onto the planet's surface, but the situation quickly deteriorated upon locating the specimen. The plant was highly resistant to my equipment, forcing me to use less than safe methods for opening it. I have obtained the chemical, but as a consequence, I am badly burned. The neurotoxins have flooded my suit, and I have no idea how much time I have before. I am fully incapacitated. On top of this, I have sprained my ankle, so I am not moving as fast as I need to be. I can see my jump pod over the hill. If I can just make it there, the environmental protocols will switch on and they'll flood me with a neutralizing agent. Can't talk anymore. I just need to...
Detect large amounts of hazardous contents. In order to prevent spread of disease, you will now be decontaminated. Please hold still.
Shit! Ow! Captain Alders again. I'm not dead. Nailed it. End log. Computer, patch me through to the Miriam.
Affirmative.
Rennie to the Miriam. I'm back in the pod. I say again, Miriam, this is Rennie.
Captain, we were getting worried. Glad to hear from you. Did you get the sample?
Yeah, and it almost killed me. Why in all the stars did I let myself get talked into something so stupid?
I believe, Captain, that the very, very large amount of credits are what persuaded you. I argued against it, as did Valentine, you may recall.
Yeah, all right, bye, I get the point.
Just doing my job?
I didn't know you acting like my conscience was in your job description.
Oh well, fair enough, my hobby, then.
I won't argue with that. Ugh.
You all right, Captain?
Yeah, I'm gonna feel this one for a while. I fell hard when my ankle got caught. Oh fuck, I haven't even checked the chem yet.
So? Is it all right, Captain?
Thank all the moons of Chenta. It's okay.
As are you, thank goodness. Are you coming back now?
Yeah. Haven's been dying to have it turn at delivery anyway. They can deliver the chem.
I'll tell them. They'll be ecstatic.
Ugh, I can only imagine. Right, see you shortly. Computer, end connection.
Connection ended.
Captain, I really wish you would let me come with you.
You know that would mean paying to dock another jump pod. We can't both fit in the same one.
I don't like you dealing with Johann Merckx on your own. That man can't be trusted.
Who can these days? I've dealt with him plenty of times before, Bai. I can take care of myself.
As your first officer, it is my duty to—
Ugh, not that again. Bai. The only one responsible for my safety is me.
Captain, if I'd been on the planet with you, I could have helped with the retrieval. You might not have gotten poisoned.
Your suit hasn't ever been put under that kind of pressure, Bai. We had no idea if it would fare any better. It wasn't worth taking that chance. Look, it all worked out. We got the chem. That's what matters in the end. Besides, I'm fine.
For now? You and I both know neurotoxins react strange in you in any Gentage. Just because you look more human than Haven or I does not mean you react the same way.
I don't need a lecture on my own biology, Bai. Sorry. I know you mean well, but really, we can't afford more than one pod right now. Not with Haven still out with one. Things are tight as it is, and I know that's been my fault, but this map Merc says he has. Who knows where it leads, and—
I know. You can't turn down even a remote possibility it leads to answers. Just take care, Captain. I do not trust Mercs.
Neither do I. I'll calm you if I need help. In the meantime, make sure Haven gets back in time. You know how distracted they can get.
You can count on me.
I know.
Well, well, elders. Didn't think I'd be seeing you for a good old time.
That's Captain Alders to you, Mercs. And I work fast.
Fast for an earthen glacier, Captain.
Yeah, well, I was motivated this time.
Yeah, I'll bet you were. Still haven't given up on whatever dream you're chasing, have you? Well, come on in. Let's square up. Get you a drink?
Not in the mood. Let's just get this over with.
Always so rude.
Look. I had to work my ass off to come up with the insane price you're asking for, taking on jobs way outside our sphere.
Science of business just ain't the lucrative market it once was.
Oh, cut the crap. I've got your money, you've got the quote-unquote map to end all maps. I've held up my end of the bargain, now it's your turn.
All right, so impatient. Here you go. Scan them in.
Credit transfer confirmed.
My map?
Nim, get down here.
Yes. Coming.
Assume that's one of your bazillion servants. What, you can't even get a map on your own?
You always assume you know everything, don't you?
Here, sir.
Here you are. The map.
Okay. Well, hands it over.
I mean, I can't.
What? Do I have to frisk you like some common night prowler? Is that part of the bargain, Mercs?
She ain't got anything you'd care to have. No, the map is on her.
Look, I always knew you were a bastard, but I didn't know you were an idiot, too. Tell her to hand it over.
Well, unless you want things to get particularly messy, I'd rather not. Nim, take it off.
Yes.
What the— why the hell is she taking off her shirt? Mercs, what kind of game are you playing? Why is she turning—
There's your map.
Her back— are those—
looks like a painting, don't it? All that silver and black. There's a constellation. That's a nebula.
It's amazing. It's impossible. It's impossible. What kind of game are you playing? Is it some kind of projection? I want the actual map, Mercs.
There it is before you. Kit and Caboodle.
I didn't pay for a person. I'm not buying this girl like cattle. Which I would hate to think you did, Mercs, given slavery is a class 5 offense.
And what class is desertion again? You want the map? She's the map.
Ugh. And what about you, girl? What's your name?
Name's Nim.
Nim, what do you want?
I don't.
By the almighty stars, hasn't anyone ever asked you for your opinion? Strike that, I know the answer. Mercs has never cared what anyone else wants.
That'd be Harold Mercs to her, Alders. Don't go encouraging disrespect. She'll learn that soon enough out there. Well, Nim, you want to stay here? You know I ain't gonna stop those men from oogling at you. And I ain't gonna stop punishing you. Stab one of them again. I ain't got time to be running on some wild goose hunt following that back of yours. Cap'n'ears paid good money. Money I expect you to earn from me if you turn down her offer. You get it?
Yes, I get it. I would like to go. I want to go.
Don't go telling me. Tell her.
Captain, I want to go.
Well, there you have it. Now put your shirt back on, girl. She'll have plenty of time to stare at you on that piece of junk she calls a ship. Well, Alders, I know you've been searching for, well, whatever the hell it is you've been looking for years now. You gonna accept the deal?
Yeah. Yeah, we got a deal. Look, I don't have a ton of time to stand around shooting the breeze. I've got things to do.
Oh, for sure. A piece of that junk ship might fall off if you're not there to hold it on. Go on, Nim. Get your things.
What the hell, Mercs? I've dealt with you for over 2 years, and this is the first time you've ever tried to sell me a person.
You make it sound so much worse than it is. I sold you a map. It ain't my fault if it comes attached to the girl.
And where did the girl come from? Tell me honestly, is she a slave?
Slave is a harsh word, Elders. Indentured servant, rather. Saved her from being shipped off to a mining colony when she was barely a kid. She didn't have parents or a place to go. I took her in, so yeah. She's grown up working for me, but she ain't a slave.
Semantics.
Still sure I can't tempt you?
You know what? Yeah, straight, no ice. So, if you've had her working for you all these years, why are you just now trying to sell her off?
Well, for one, she never used to be a nuisance. But you could say that's because of number two, which is that map didn't used to be there.
What?
Only started showing up properly in last, 6 months? Freak the other servants out can tell you that much.
And your guests? You mentioned stabbing?
Oh, yeah. This one fella. He got a little too fresh. Want to get his hands on Nim and take a look at her back. Can't say I blame the girl, really, but rules are rules. I can't just go letting my servants stick knives into my guests.
I'm sure more than a few of them deserve it. If someone tried that on one of my crew, I'd help stab them.
You run your little motley gang the way you want. I'll run my state the way I see fit.
I'm ready.
Oh, thank the stars. Where's your bags?
This is it. It's all I have.
Okay. Right. Well, Mercs, I wish I could say it's been a pleasure, but never is.
And yet you keep coming back. Good luck on your wild goose hunt. Let me know if you actually find something. Maybe you'll find riches, and I can say I was the one who first knew Nim.
Yeah, right. I'll be sure to send a postcard. Nim, let's go. We're on a tight schedule. I don't want to have to pay over fees for the jump pod.
Bye-bye now, Nim. Don't go stabbing more people.
Bye.
So, any last words for the place you grew up, kid?
I hope this place rots in hell.
Sounds about right. Come on, the pod's waiting.
And where your path leads, we will follow you. To the end. To the end. And where your heart beats, we will follow you. To the end.
To the end.
To the end.
Back of Stars was written and directed by Lacey Shaw. The role of Rennie was voiced by Teresa Avila. The role of Computer was voiced by Jill Hurt. The role of Bilatin was voiced by Emma Currens. The role of Johann Merckx was voiced by Henry. And the role of Nim was voiced by Nicole Penrod. The opening music was No Fear by Molly Roth, and the closing music was Choices by Ben Moody and the Captive Swans, featuring Molly Roth. Special thanks to Ben Moody for our logo and cover art. You can find us online at our website, inkstainprod.wixsite.com/pathofthemiriam. That's inkstainprod as in productions, prod.wixsite.com/pathofthemiriam. You can also follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at Path of the Miriam. If you like our show and would like to help us continue, you can support us on patreon.com/pathofthemiriam. Thank you very much for listening.